From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Heavy security was present on Saturday throughout Dhaka, Bangladesh, following an 11-hour standoff with a group of militants who killed 20, mostly foreign civilians, at an upscale restaurant. Security forces did rescue 13 hostages during the siege. Most of those who died were Italian and Japanese nationals. At least two police officers were killed, six of the militants were killed, and one captured when Bangladeshi security personnel stormed the building. In a televised address to the nation on Saturday, Bangladesh's Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina said her country would not let conspirators succeed in their mission to tarnish its image. The UN Security Council issued a statement strongly condemning what it called the heinous and cowardly terrorist attack. A UN spokesman said that Secretary General Ban Ki-moon hopes those behind the attack will be brought to justice, and that regional and international events, or efforts, that is, to prevent and fight terrorism, must be intensified. Here in Washington, the White House condemned it in the strongest possible terms. Spokesman Josh Earnest called the attack a despicable act of terrorism. News reports from Baghdad say at least 23 people have been killed and scores of others wounded in two bombings. In the first attack, a car bomb exploded in the Karta district in central Baghdad, killing 18 people and wounding 45 others. Shortly afterward, an improvised explosive device went off in eastern Baghdad, killing 5 people and wounding 16. No one has claimed responsibility for the attacks, but they bear the hallmarks of the Islamic State, which has targeted Baghdad's Shiite neighborhoods. This is VOA News. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton met with officials from the FBI for 3.5 hours in Washington Saturday as part of a probe into her use of a private email server when she was Secretary of State. A campaign spokesman said Clinton gave a voluntary interview at FBI headquarters. The FBI and the Justice Department are investigating whether anyone in Clinton's office broke the law by using a personal email server while she was at the State Department. FBI officials are expected to conclude their investigation soon. Legal experts have said that they do not expect any criminal charges to be filed against the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee. Elie Wiesel, who survived the Holocaust and then went on to become an influential author, philosopher, and Nobel Peace Prize winner, has died. He was 87. Wiesel wrote extensively of his imprisonment in Nazi camps and in 1986 won the Nobel Prize for Peace. The Romanian-born Wiesel was probably best known for his autobiography Night, which detailed his experience at Auschwitz death camp. He also helped found the Elie Wiesel Foundation for Humanity and was instrumental in helping to found the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington.
We teach by example. We live as examples. If we could reduce the hate in one person, I think that in itself would create a difference for the whole world. I believe in that, that whatever we do leaves a trace somewhere.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called Wiesel a beacon of light, an exemplar of humanity that believes in man's good. President Obama issued a statement saying that Wiesel's life and the power of his example urges us to be better. Tens of thousands marched in London Saturday to protest Britain's decision to leave the European Union. Demonstrators crowded the area around Parliament Square, many holding signs and chanting slogans denouncing the June 23rd vote to leave the EU. Kieran McDermott was one of the organizers.
You know, it was won by a very small margin. It can cause massive financial hardship to our country. It's going to take a lot of opportunities away from the young people of this country. It could cause a breakup of the UK. You know, based on all these factors, it's Parliament's duty to judge whether or not this is good advice.
The marchers are hoping to prevent Britain from triggering Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty, which starts the formal process of leaving the EU. And it could be days before we know the result of Australia's elections. The Conservative and Labour Party candidates are in a virtual dead heat. A party needs 76 seats in the House of Representatives to form a government. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.